The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Lance, the Buffalo Bills are headed to the divisional round. They'll go to Denver, play the Broncos this Saturday. All this coming after they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in a thrilling game, I would say.
Yeah, no. We were waiting to see if this team would be able to win on the road, especially when you're not able to run the ball. They couldn't do anything with James Cook. They tried, you know, Joe Brady talked about how those early runs, getting 2 or 3 yards, and you hope that you pop one. It just never happened. It was impressive, however, that they were still able to move the ball. You know, there were some mistakes, but they didn't turn the ball over, which is a big one.
Huge.
And they were able to make plays with that receiving core. You know, I know that a lot of people, for good reason, have gotten sick of the wide receiver screens in this offense. It can be maddening at times, I know. But it was extremely effective in that game. Not only with what Khalil Shakir was able to do after the catch on when he got the ball in those plays, but also the fake screen that they used to throw a touchdown pass to Dalton Kincaid. So they're going to need to be two-dimensional against Denver. This is a very good defense. But it was, I think, very telling and notable that they were able to find solutions in that game when the circumstances were far from ideal.
Yeah, and I think that's been so much the story of this season, is figuring out ways to still get a win when, you know, this wasn't a case where they necessarily dug themselves into a huge hole points-wise. But still, it was hard for them at times, and they were able to figure out ways to still be effective against the Jaguars.
Yeah, and a big part of that, of course, was Josh Allen's health.
Yes.
I don't know about you, Catherine, but when Jacksonville scores that go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, I didn't think the Bills were going to be able to drive the ball down the field. And a big piece of that for me was just the fact that Josh Allen was clearly banged up.
Yes.
That was a very good defense they were facing. And when you have to throw the ball, can you still do it against a team that, you know, coming in, like Jacksonville won 8 games in a row.
Yeah.
Good defense. And still, like, Josh Allen made some incredible throws. So as much as I know that fans are concerned about his health going into this game, the fact that he was still able to make some, just like, especially that throw to Brandon Cooks,
yes,
on the final drive, like, to be able, he wasn't really able to step into the throw because he had a rusher in his face, and he still makes it was perfect. And and Brandon Cooks, that's another player that we're gonna have to watch going into this Denver game.
Yeah, I think just kind of, you know, there was such a sign when the Bills rested him week 18 against the Jets, Cooks that is, of just what he's going to mean to this offense moving forward, but especially with the very, very banged up wide receiver room. You know, Gabe Davis is now done for the season. Curtis Samuel is going to start practicing this week. We'll see where that goes. But just, you know, waiting to find out more on Tyrell Shavers. Like, there's so much that goes into how banged up this room is.
It's time for Keon Coleman to step up.
100%.
Yeah, and he showed, made a really good play in that game in Jacksonville. I just think it's always interesting now, whenever Sean McDermott's asked about Keon Coleman, doesn't say much other than just going to take one day at a time.
Yeah.
Because they want Keon Coleman to earn it every day. And I'm not just saying earn playing time, but just earn that trust and that confidence from the coaches. Because they know that he's physically capable. It's just, can you step up and perform and be reliable in situations where your team needs you?
Yeah, I think that'll be so key this week, of just, you know, Joe Brady also was saying he doesn't need Keon to do above, like, extraordinary, in the sense of he doesn't want players to be kind of reaching in the playoffs, but he wants them just to do what they need to be effective. And I think for Keon, that's, like you said, that's the consistency, the reliability.
Not going to be easy to pass the ball on this Denver Broncos team. Their secondary is very good, Catherine, but there are ways that you can beat them. And part of that, I think, is going to be those tight ends. And that has been the case for the Bills throughout the season, of course, but Denver's linebackers aren't the best at covering. The Bills' offensive line certainly has the advantage in this matchup as well. So, I mean, I know fans really panicked on, you know, Saturday night when there was a photo of, or Sunday night, I'm sorry, of Dalton Kincaid in a walking boot. People panicked, but apparently he's going to be okay, and they need him to be okay because this has to be, they're a different offense when he's available. And it doesn't even have to be volume, but the plays that he does make are just so significant for them.
Yeah, and I think just that's why the Bills are being so precautionary with him, of basically, let's bubble wrap him until we get to game day. He's been, you know, had kind of his injury managed throughout the week during practice, as we've seen the last few weeks, but he's critical to this offense.
Yeah, and it's, you always hear like the whole Superman label put on Josh Allen and the suggestion that he's doing everything himself. To me, in that game, and this is notable moving forward, is the fact that he didn't try to do too much. And that's when he's gotten himself into trouble this season. That a lot of it, he was really good before the snap in terms of what he was doing to make sure that he was able, you know, setting the protections, doing all the cerebral stuff that has made him into, you know, arguably the best player in the NFL. But taking those shorter passes, being smart, and that's the type of approach you're going to have to take with this Denver defense, because this team is the top seed for a reason, and to play on the road on a short week, there are a lot of challenges within that, especially with some of the injuries they have on offense. The Denver Broncos are a different team, of course, than the one they've faced off against the Bills in the wild card matchup last year at Highmark Stadium. But I mean, Bo Nix is 1 year more experience as a quarterback. They've got a good rookie running back in R.J. Harvey. Their receiving core is better. It is going to be a difficult test for this Bills defense, which gave up some big plays in Jacksonville, but took the ball away twice. And that's, we've seen it time and again this season, and so many of their wins that group just makes plays when it matters most.
Yeah, they had gone a couple weeks without a takeaway, and I think, the Jets, you can look at that game however you want. But just kind of to see what they were able to do when it really mattered. I mean, Trey White tipping that ball for Cole Bishop to intercept it to basically end the game. That's huge.
Yes. It has been a really interesting season for Trey White.
Yeah.
And for so many reasons, starting out, it took him a little time, I think, to get into a rhythm, for lack of a better way of putting it. But really, since the bye, Catherine, he has, it's interesting that Bobby Babbage even said, he looks like he did when he was at his best.
Yeah.
And that is so big for this football team, especially, Maxwell Harrison, as we sit here on Tuesday morning, we don't know if he's going to be able to play in this game, still dealing with that ankle injury. So to have not only Christian Benford, who's playing extremely well right now, but Trey White making plays on the ball, that was what was lacking from this secondary earlier in the season. They weren't really causing turnovers because they weren't making plays on the ball. Now you're seeing that every week, where they're, they could have intercepted Trevor Lawrence four times in that game.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget, but Trevor Lawrence threw one interception in the entire month of December. He was playing extremely efficient, and the Bills just, they created chaos, and those defensive backs just gave him so many issues.
It was funny talking to Tre'Davious White after the game, where he was saying, to your point, how he could have intercepted another ball. He was like, I got to spend more time on the jugs machine this week. And I was like, Trey, you basically won the game here. And he's like, nope, I got to spend more time on the jugs machine. So I'm sure he'll be very deliberate at practice this week.
Yeah, Shaq Thompson with another big game. And, it's been a tough season for Terrell Bernard with the injuries. And Sean McDermott said after the game in Jacksonville, where would we be without Shaq Thompson right now?
Right.
Just given the injuries that Terrell Bernard's dealt with, of course, they like Joe Andreessen, they like their other linebackers, but what Shaq Thompson has brought from a leadership standpoint and knowing how to prepare his teammates for the game, that's something Joey Bosa pointed out to me. It's and Daquan Jones, actually, where Shaq, with the leadership, the way he's able to convey his message, compartmentalize, make it, digestible for his teammates,
right,
going into the game, so they don't have to think so much pre-snap. And, he made a similar comment to me and Shaq Thompson, exact same play in practice last week. He dropped the interception in practice. In the game, he catches that interception. So not only what he's been able to do to help this run defense, but in the past, they've got some players throughout that group that have really improved as the season has gone along. And it's helped the Bills overcome some of the injuries they've had.
I know you're writing this week about that veteran presence, too, of just how much that's done for this team. And you touched on it there with Shaq of just, these guys are able to instill so many things outside of just on the field techniques of getting ready throughout the week and everything. And that's made such a big difference for this Bills team.
Yeah, how to prepare, especially practices at this time of the season, you have it's walkthroughs. So I think a lot of it has to be, for some players, just self-motivation. It's a long season,
yeah,
and they're sore, some of them are in pain at this point, or they're just banged up. And it's interesting to watch press conferences throughout the league from losing teams. And you just see guys that even though they lost, it almost like there's a sense of relief that the race is over. Like, these guys aren't like that. And I think a big piece of that is these veteran players and them helping along the younger guys who have played prominent roles, and like Jordan Poyer and the guidance that he's provided Cole Bishop, who's become, you know, he's been arguably their most valuable player on defense. If he's not one, he's at least in the top three. Yeah. And, you know, with safety being such a huge question about this team entering this season, they have found solutions, not only, you know, schematically with some of the adjustments we've seen from the coaching staff mid-game, but the personal improvement we've seen from players and them learning from mistakes. And, you know, as you have injuries, you need that to be the case. And, you know, Dion Walker is another one. Like, yeah, they've had some young guys make some big plays in these games, and it has to continue. On the road, short week, good offense. I know the Broncos can't run the ball, but this is a team that top seed for a reason.
So Saturday, 4:30 p.m. in Denver, Bills get their next test. Let's talk about some players who are going to be really key to that and kind of, you know, what that'll look like moving forward.
Yeah, I think we picked one apiece on offense and defense. To start on offense, Josh Allen's the easy one. We're not gonna take the low-hanging fruit, so I'll take the second most easy one, the second easiest one, and that'll be James Cook. Not only what he can do as a receiver, of course, or as a runner, of course, but what is he going to bring to them in the receiving game? What is he going to bring in pass protection? We don't know if Ty Johnson's going to play in this game. That was a big storyline going into Jacksonville. Johnson's their third down back, 2-minute back. He's their best pass protector in the backfield. And to Joe Brady's credit, he found other ways to help Josh Allen. He used receivers to chip block and just disrupt what Jacksonville was trying to do. You know, defenses know you got to put pressure on Josh Allen, and especially if they're in third and long, you can't give him all time to throw. You can't allow him to run the ball. So how are the Bills going to be able to make sure their quarterback is protected? James Cook's going to be a big piece of that, and what he can do as a runner. I thought it was interesting in that Jacksonville game, Catherine, that a lot of running between the tackles, not a lot to the edges.
Yes.
Now, do they try to go to the edges this week and make Denver's defensive backs tackle? It's a good tackling team, so it's not going to be easy any way you slice it, but the Bills want to be able to run the ball. How are they going to be able to do it with James Cook? What's it going to look like? How patient are they going to be able to be with the score? And, you know, they want to be ahead to stay that two-dimensional. So that is going to be one of the players that I would be keeping an eye on for sure.
Absolutely. I'm going to go for offense, Dawson Knox, actually. You know, we touched on Dalton Kincaid earlier, what he means to this team, but Dawson Knox has come up big in some moments for the Bills, especially I would say this last stretch. 3 catches for 30 yards on Sunday against the Jaguars, and just kind of, you know, he's got that chemistry with Josh Allen at this point. I know there was that one drop that he obviously really wants back a few weeks ago, but I think his overall consistency and just kind of those big plays have been so important for the Bills.
Yeah, and it's with the way the Bills, like what they do with their personnel groupings.
Yes.
They don't want it to be obvious to defenses that when Dalton Kincaid is on the field, they're throwing the ball.
Right.
When Dawson Knox is on the field, that they're running the ball. So you need both guys to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I think that has really helped Dawson Knox have a lot more opportunities to be open and to make plays. And he's playing extremely well, you know, to his credit. But like you said, like the one mistake in Cleveland, but for the most part, it's not just, you know, if you just looked at the box score, it's not like the numbers are going to jump off the page at you in terms of, but it's the timing of the catches. It's, you know, it's just everything. He's such a safety valve for Josh Allen. And especially in a game where Denver's got really good corners who are going to blanket those receivers, Dawson Knox is somebody who can get open for Josh Allen.
I think so. So those are two to watch on offense. How about defense? Who you got your eye on?
There's quite a few that you could pick from this group. I'm going to say Joey Bosa. It was pretty interesting. After the game in Jacksonville, asking Joey about, you know, the big storylines coming out of that game off of the defense, and he just kept coming back to the fact that he played so terribly. And I give him credit because he could have said, I don't want to talk to reporters.
Yeah.
You know, he was upset and he was very disappointed and relieved because he didn't want his season to end on that note. Now, if you look at the Broncos, Bo Nix, if he's pressured, Catherine, he is a much worse quarterback.
Yes.
Six of his interceptions have happened when he's been pressured. His completion percentage is under 50%. So, and the Bills don't want to live, they don't want to live out of the blitz.
Right.
If you look at all the teams in the wild card round, nobody blitzed less in the first game than Buffalo. Mm-hmm. That is their philosophy. They need their front four to get there. Greg Rousseau, despite, you know, the lack of sacks or whatever you might want to call it, like, he's playing really well right now. They need Joey Bosa to do that, not just against the pass, but against the run. You look at the way that Jacksonville ran the ball against Buffalo, everything was to the edges because yeah. they wanted to force guys like Joey Bosa to seal the edge and make plays, and he didn't do it. Denver's going to do the same thing. Shaq Thompson even said, like, they're going to look at that video. They're going to come after us on the edges this week. So we got to be able to do it. Denver's not great at running the ball, but they're good enough that where if Joey Bosa has a rough game, they're going to have to put up A.J. Epinesa on the field. And I like A.J. Epinesa, but they brought Joey Bosa to Buffalo to be that game-changing pass rusher in the playoffs, and he can't do it from the sideline. So you got to be able to trust him to stop the run and the pass.
I'll be keeping my eye on Jordan Hancock, who at this moment seems like he'll be the starter opposite Cole Bishop, with Jordan Poyer sidelined with that hamstring injury. Bobby Babich was fascinating to me when I asked him a few questions about Jordan Hancock on Monday, where he was just saying how he's seen such growth out of Jordan Hancock, but that's because Babich was very candid about where he needed to grow, saying his professionalism has gone from like a 10% to a 60%, meaning there's still room to grow there too. And I appreciated his honesty of just saying, you know, at the college level, Hancock was able to just kind of show up and make plays because of how athletic he is, and how gifted he is.
He was on such a good defense at Ohio State too.
Yeah.
That helps.
But now it's the NFL. There's so much more that goes into it, and that's a learning curve for any rookie. And Bobby Babich is hard on his rookies.
Sean McDermott is too. If you ask about any rookie, you're going to get a similar kind of answer.
100%. And so, you know, I think we saw Hancock come into that game against the Jaguars, who they went after him a little bit. And that is both because he's a rookie and because he's coming in for the starter, Jordan Poyer, in this case. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Broncos kind of pick at him as well and how he responds.
I've liked so many plays Jordan Hancock has made since training camp, but he far exceeded my expectations in training camp with what he did against the run. They used him on some blitz packages against the Jaguars that really showed, like, he is a good player. I understand. You could see why they think so highly of him. This is going to be a significant test, though. As you pointed out, like, this is a good passing game with some good receivers. They like to throw the ball downfield. And how does Cole Bishop, too, kind of take Hancock under his wing? I mean, with Bishop, I'm sure it's helped immensely to have somebody's experience as Jordan Poyer next to him.
Right.
Now it's a rookie. So, like, both guys have to be on the same page. This is going to be an important week of practice for them to communicate, make sure that they have everything they need to do. But, yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's going to be a fascinating matchup because although, like, Jordan Poyer hasn't been ruled out for this game, Sean McDermott said on Monday he's week to week.
He basically said he'd be out Saturday.
Yeah, you kind of got that vibe, especially on a short week. So, very interesting matchup. Broncos like to throw the ball downfield. We are going to have coverage throughout the week, Catherine.
Sure will. Lots of it.
Not only from Bills practice, but once we get out to Denver, we will have another episode of Play Action, 2 in 1 week for you guys. We're going to be answering questions, readers' questions. I'm sure we got some good ones already. So, looking forward to it, Catherine.
Got a lot. So, make sure you're reading along and subscribing.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.